Thank you. I do remember when I came here. I was Steve's slave. Oh. Yeah, that was supposed to be funny. He will make me work at, he will make me wake up at 4 a.m. Just kidding. No, hey, this is a great opportunity for me to share a little bit of my testimony, a little bit of what God has done and how what we feel like God is leading us into right now. And so graduated from Moody last Saturday. That was something. That was 6 years of my life that I grew up in many ways. And one of the ways is spiritually. Looking back 6 years ago, I was a little brat. And I'm thankful for the people at Moody and for the many people who have surrounded my life and have shaped me to the person who I am today. I would like to start with reading Proverbs 3:5-6. And that's one of the verses, one of the most famous verses, I guess. And I think we all can relate to that. And like we can always say, oh, I think I learned that lesson. And we get to situations where I'm like, oh, man, I guess I need to grow a little bit more on that. And it starts, Proverbs 3:5-6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path." That is so true in my life. And like I was saying, like every time I get challenged again with a new situation, like right now, like trying to figure out what is next, so many options, but God tells here in the Bible that in many passages that if we trust in him with all our heart, he will make it clear and he will make straight our path. And so growing up in Honduras, many of you are familiar, a lot of new faces. So grew up in the children's home in Honduras. That's how I met Steve. He came down as a missionary to the children's home where I grew up. And then God gave me the opportunity in 2017 to come and visit Moody. Became interested in aviation, serving others. Aviation first, to be honest, was aviation. But I always wanted to help people, but I just didn't know how. And so when I learned about missionary aviation, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like I could fly airplanes to go and help people in remote places. So I was like, that's something that I want to do. But I jump ahead. So sorry, I'm going to be all over the place, but I have a message. God protected me. When I was 5 years old, I started going into the streets of the town where I was born and selling tamalitos and mantucas. You probably don't know what it is. If you know what a tamal is, close enough. And I remember I was a little kid on the streets in a dangerous country, and God protected me from all evil. We were just seeing the movie, what is it called? I forgot the name of the movie. It's about this sex traffickings and how God protected me. It just was a good reminder. Like, man, I was a little kid running in the streets, like selling, trying to make a living, and God protected me. Like, I was never robbed or anything like that. And so God protection all my life. I've seen it multiple times. God's provision, man, I can testify to that one. Like, I'm here because of that. I'm here because of God and how God has provided so many blessings in my life. And And you guys are part of that too. Like, I could not be here without you guys. Like, I could not be here. And so, thank you. Yes, I want to, my dream is to, like I said, I always wanted to serve, and I wanted to give back what it was given to me. Grew up in a place where didn't have food, where I was needed to go to the streets and sell and probably not get anything to eat sometimes just because of how tight it was. But God, through all that time, God provided, and I'm so blessed for that. And because of that, I can relate to many, many, many people, and I can see the need, and I can, God, I have a compassionate heart for them because I was there too. And so God gave me a heart for a missionary pilot. Didn't know how was that going to happen, but I trusted the Lord. Some people connected me with more people, and God started showing up, and I'm here, graduated from a program which is, like, I cannot even imagine, like, how expensive it is, and God provided. Like, I don't know how, but God provided, and I'm here. God knows exactly, this is for me and for, I guess, for if someone here, if you guys are walking through challenging stuff, God knows exactly what he's preparing you for. I don't know exactly what he's preparing me for. I thought I knew. I think I knew, but I don't. But he is clear that if I trust him, he'll make it clear. And that's all he commands me to do. Follow him, love him. There's other commandments too, but those are the principal one. I thought I was going to go to the Air Force before I'm jumping all over, but I thought I was going to, it looked impossible, the finances to go to Moody. And so I was like, okay, maybe if I should go to the Air Force in Honduras and maybe get some free training, and then maybe maybe like after that training I can apply as a missionary pilot. Since, you know, like, I always get into that trouble of, like, God, it looks almost impossible, but let me think about other options. Like, let me give you options. And God, many, many times, many, many times, all the time, to be honest, he knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's calling you to, and he will make it. He will make it clear, and he will help you. He will give you the strength and the finances and whatever is needed. He will make it happen. And so the Air Force thing never worked out. God was sure about that. And maybe it's a good thing. It's a good thing. He knows better. So I came as a visitor visa. You guys probably have no idea what I'm going to be talking right now, but It's a pretty big deal, the immigration things, to come here. So I came as a visitor visa, and then got to be accepted at Moody, and then had to do the process to become an F1, that's an international student visa. That was a process. That was a learning too. That was a trusting season for me. Not something that I wanted to, but God showed me why it was needed for me to wait. And that's the other point that I want to make. Like, sometimes, like, we don't like the waiting. At least I don't like the waiting. I want it now and, like, fast kind of deal. But the waiting is so important. It teaches so many things. And in the waiting, we can see God's blessing, and we can see God at work. And those are the things. If we get to the point, to the finish line, and we don't see the entire thing, there was no learning there. But when we get to the finish line and we face all those struggles, and at the end we say, God, thank you, because that was needed for me to grow. That's why so many people, so many sports, I guess, if you cheat and, like, you're not helping yourself, but if you're, like, doing the run and, like, doing the whole thing, that's what is going to help you. So on that note, I get a little deviated there. So the process, waited, worked on my English. That was one positive thing. God, I wanted to come to Moody so bad that I was like, God, I'm ready. And my English wasn't good. So at that time, God used to prepare me to teach me a little bit more English and to work on my pride too. I thought I knew English. I thought it was the easiest thing. Like, oh yeah, I got it. And yep, so Moody said, okay, you need to take this test, ESL, English as Second Language test, so that you can prove us that you're going to make it to the program. You need an 80. And I took it, and I failed miserable with a 65, I think it was. Okay, I was like, okay, that was pretty bad. Like, so I tried it again, like 3 months later, working on my pride again. Again, failed it, like 76. And I was like, God, so close, but it's not good enough. And so kind of give up on that. And so I said, okay, I guess this is a pride issue. Let me lower down to like go take ESL classes, like, and got put into a level based on my English. Took me about 6 months to get back to where I was thinking that I was gonna be in, like, and so graduated from that and then I was ready to come back to Moody, and the test was just not working. Like, it was just not working for me. It's a time test. I get nervous, and like, I want to do, like, I want to read, reread, and like, want to do it right, like, delete and write it again, and that doesn't work that way in those tests. So, and so I started getting classes as a welder, because I knew that Moody had some welding classes requirements, because they do maintenance and they do flying. And so I was like, okay, let me work ahead on some classes here. And graduated from the program there. And I was gonna start working. I started working as a welder for a company there. God was gracious enough to bless me with that job. I learned so many things. Great team, non-Christians, supportive, but it was just amazing how God provided people. Not even Christians. Just God provide people that would support you, and like, God can use people. And so came to Moody, and the first year was a little bit rough, I would say. Lots of reading, lots of study. Not my favorite things, but it needed to be happened, because I knew what I came here for, and I wanted to do it well. And very tough. And then started the maintenance side of the Moody Aviation. So it's a 5 years. First year is Bible. Second, 3 year is maintenance. Fourth and fifth year is flying. And the waiting, like I was saying, the waiting was so important. Like, if I would not waited, if I would have just skipped from like coming from Honduras to Moody, I would have felt miserable, like so bad that I would not be here talking today, like saying like, hey, I made it through Moody. I would have given up. I would have said, this, you know what? This is too hard. Not for me. But the waiting was so important for me. And that's what helped me get through the program. I won't say that it wasn't easy. No, it was not. But it was so much growing in the time, in the seasons where God had me. Sorry, I get too excited here. Second year, like I was saying, second year and third year, even with a lot of experience working on cars and working with my hands, pretty handyman, a lot of things. Like, yeah, those things are good, but like, there's other skills that are needed, like, that I was not aware, and that the waiting was so important for me. Then on third year to fifth year, that was pretty hard. That was a new skill, new thing. It's a completely new thing. Like talking about multitasking, man, that's pretty challenging there. But God helped me. Yeah, I did fail a couple of flights. Work again, my pride thing. So many opportunities there for to work on your pride. Mood is good for that. But those were the best lessons, the failure ones. I remember failing something and then looking at, like, I didn't want to even talk to my instructor. Like I'm the worst. Like, this is... And they know that. They know. And they're there to encourage you. And those conversations, those failures, has been the best lessons in life for me. Like, they make me the pilot that I am. Now, I'm not saying that I'm great, no. But they have shaped me. Failures are good. So if you are in a season of failure right now, don't take it personal. Let God do his work. And you will see. I'm not gonna say maybe 2 days from now, maybe, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe a year, I don't know. But just trust the process. God is in control. By the end of private pilot, which was by the end of like the fourth year, I was so tired. I was flying without even thinking that I was flying, fall behind, and was making pretty bad decisions. God, for sure, showed me that I needed to slow down, take a break, go help people, don't lose the focus. It was really hard because I started with the class and I wanted to continue with the class. Again, working on my pride. Like, no, God, like, I'm capable of doing it. I can do it. And God is like, no, let me direct you a different way. That year, didn't feel like a waste, but it was so many questions in my head. Like, God, I know I have limitations, but like, I could have made it. And I was not seeing why until last December when I met my now fiance, which is now for less than a month from getting married. Like, I would have graduated last June. I would have been gone or Spokane. Probably never would have met. And I'm here because of that. And that year of, like, me, like, thinking, man, what a miserable. No, God knew, exactly. I'm blessed with the person that God has given me. Like, I don't think there could be a better one for me. And that's because of that. A failure one. It's a failure. Not be able to finish in 5 years. But we're not created to do tasks. We're created to follow God. And then the rest will follow. And so that was like, wow, God. Thank you. I can take 7 years now to finish Moody. Not a problem. So, trusting God when things don't go the way we want them to go. God knows better. And I can see that in many, many, many points in my life. He sees the whole picture of my life and all around us. He knows better. He knows what we need in the future, and he is working on us right now to shape us, to prepare us for what he has in the future. I don't know what the situation, your situation is. I don't. But I'm called to be faithful to what God has given me, to what He has taught me. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just sharing what God has done in my life. And I hope that this might be a message of hope for you. I don't know. We all struggle differently. Love God and trust Him. He can be trusted, and I have seen it, like I was saying. And let us not forget what He has done in the past. That is so important. Like, how easy we are to forget so many stories in the Bible, and how God, the rocks, when the Israel crossed the Jordan, and how God said the rocks for remembering. I have so many of those. Not physically, but like moments where it looked almost impossible. And like when I remember those things, I'm like, man, God has been faithful in my life. And I don't deserve it. I don't. But He's a good God. And He cares about us more than you can think. We can rest in the peace that He is in control. Pastor Larry used to like this phrase. God's in control. And I'm like coming out of Moody, like just telling Pastor Larry all about like my day, and like he was like, God's in control. I'm like, yeah, He's in control. But it's so hard. And that's okay. I don't have to have control. That's what Pastor Larry taught me. And I wish I can say, yeah, I learned that lesson. No, I keep forgetting. He has promised not to leave us alone, that He will be there to the end of the days. And another thing that I want you to be encouraged is to be content in every situation, no matter the outcome. Trust that God knows and that He will make His plans come and be glorified. And that's all we need. So many of you might be wondering, like, okay, what is next? Okay, graduated from Moody. What is next? And I have a Bible verse for that. 1 Peter 4:17. 4:7-11, sorry. And I feel like this is kind of wraps the whole message. In the end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourself for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you have received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking with words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God might be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To Him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So I don't know what is coming next. We have some options. We do have some. We're praying for guidance. But me and Jessica wants to live this out in life. Like, no matter where, God has told us, love one another and use the gifts that He has given us for others to glorify Him at the end. I wish I could say, yeah, I know exactly where it's coming. I don't. And that's one of the things that I would like to ask prayer about. We are thinking of going to Virginia. We're praying right now that there will be an opening for me to build more time there and then move to wherever God has us. As a pilot, as a commercial pilot, you think, oh, you're set to go, whatever. No, there's limitations of the hours. Like, there's organizations that will not take you with less than amount of hours. and I'm low. I just graduated. Nobody wants me. So we're praying right now that the Lord will open a position for me to build more time and see what the Lord has for me later. But in the meantime, we're going to be faithful to this Bible verse and the Bible in general. Like, it's not just here. We read it through the entire Bible. Be faithful to what God has called us to, and He will make it clear. He will lead us if we trust in Him. So, one more thing. Man, this the whole thing, the Bible verses that were read, the songs, it was so aligning with, I will do whatever you want me to go. I will do whatever you want me to go. Or is it, I don't remember the song, something like that. I think I wrote it. 352, I think it was. So that's what I have. Any questions?
You're going, how would that work to go to Virginia? Where they help you get your hours?
Yeah.
That's the Americans first.
No, that's Dynamic Aviation. So Dynamic Aviation is a Christian-owned company, nothing related to missions, but they work with Moody graduates because they know the difficult of like getting a job like right out of school. And so they work with Moody graduates so that they can build sometimes. And so the idea, they were, like 2 months ago, they were hiring, and like a month ago, they're not hiring anymore. A lot of their contracts are run by like political stuff, and like right now, they're not. There's a lot of uncertainty on that, but God knows. We are moving in faith, like we. This, me and Jessica, we were praying for this, and this is where we feel like the Lord is leading us. We might be able, we're praying that maybe by the time we move, there might be an opening, and I can apply it, and if God blesses me with that, we'll do that. And if not, God will make it clear. He will provide. Yep.
Daniel, maybe you can fill us in a little bit more about your early life.
Yeah.
Streets when you were 5 years old.
Yep.
And then suddenly you went to Moody. So give us a sketch between your 5 and you came to Moody.
That would take me about 20 years. So, yeah. So, Heart to Heart. Sorry, I forgot to mention Heart to Heart. The Virgin, this church has been so supportive to Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart is a children's... you can call it orphanage, but it's not the right term because many of the kids there have parents. And what happens is sometimes the parents are not able to provide food or their physical needs. And so the kids will end up in the streets, and then they used to go to the streets and pick them up. But then the government said, no, you cannot do that. Like, it has to be through a process. Like, we need to bring the kids to you. So when my brother, my older brother, was the heart-to-heart offer him the opportunity to come and live with them. And then, so he came, and then I was still in the streets selling. When then my brother came, and he took me to this place with him. He knew that it was a better place for me, and it was. God has blessed me, because otherwise I don't know where I will be right now. Probably not alive, or who knows. And so Heart to Heart was a big blessing in my life, and this church has been so supportive of them, and I'm thankful for that. Yeah, and that's how I am here, because of Steve coming to Heart to Heart as a missionary. Yeah. Does that answer the question?
No, don't hold it against me.
What about your name? All the names from your graduation plan?
Yes. So My mom always called me Daniel. I don't know, that was my name. But then people don't know me by Daniel in Honduras either. They call me by Gordo, which means fat. So nicknames are very common in Honduras. And so when I came to the U.S., but people know me a little bit by Daniel, more than Jose. Nobody knows me by Jose. And the legal system and the schools, they have to call you by your first name. And so that was a funny story. When I went to the first college in Portland, they called Jose, and I didn't raise my hand. I don't know who that was. Probably some Mexican somewhere. It was me. I just didn't know that they were going to put me as Jose. And so Moody, when they took all the names, my first name is Jose. So that's my legal first name. But nobody knows me by Jose. Yeah. Any more? Yeah, yeah.
You come from a real large family?
Ooh, yeah. Yep. I don't know how many. My dad, from his side, I don't know. My mom, from her side, I would say, so there's 3 plus 4, so 7. 7 for my mom, and for my dad, I don't know. Yeah. So it's a big family. In Honduras, it's a little bit the old school, I guess. Which is not a good thing. But that's why places like Heart to Heart, they're trying to make a difference, raise leaders and not people of the same culture but different. And I'm blessed for having that opportunity. Yeah. Yeah.
What a blessing. It's been. I know there are a group of people here that have been real close,
yes,
following you.
Yes.
Like a kid, like a child.
Yes.
And when we try to get a hold of him, what's happened to Daniel? So there were times we were praying, Lord, cover Daniel.
He was covering me.
Yeah. I know we've asked Steve and Cheryl, Colleen and Steve,
yes,
you know, just checking everybody out.
Yes.
Have you heard from Daniel? So you are a child.
Yes.
A lot of people.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I would not change my phone number. I was under my brother's phone number account, and it needed to be removed. And so I was like, okay, I need to get a new phone number. It's been too long.
It's been a blessing.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I think everybody would love to pray for you, Daniel. So...